The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I love history, and I'm a history buff. I need to read more than I do. I wouldn't ever say I know history. I just say I like history a lot because there's so much of history that we don't know. And the one thing I really haven't studied yet, and I'm surprised that I haven't, was the history of toilet paper. Okay. You know, there is a history to toilet paper, which is actually kind of interesting. Now, no, I haven't gone on Pawn Stars and brought anything. I'd have to probably find something ancient. The problem is there's not a lot of artifacts from the toilet paper days. We were talking about in the previous hour how now toilet paper companies want to move towards getting rid of the cardboard tube, which has been around since the 1890s. I guess Scott Paper Company had been the first bathroom tissue maker to have that cardboard tube in the roll. But, you know, the toilet paper industry is a big one. I guess they say the United States spends more than $6 billion a year on toilet tissue. And the according to Mail Online, the average American uses 57 squares a day or 50 pounds a year. I use a lot more than 57 squares. I do the thing where you take the toilet paper and you wrap your hand. You know, you take a big, you know, like fighters, they tape their hands and they wrap and they wrap and they wrap and they wrap and they're taping their hands. Unfortunately, that's what I do. So I could use a half a roll just sitting there thinking. You know, and then before I know it, I have all this toilet paper, and then I try to get rid of it by flushing down the toilet, and then I clog the toilet. Usually my toilet cloggings have absolutely nothing to do with the fiber. So let's just quickly review some history. This is really, really cool. There's an article here called the Toilet Paper Encyclopedia. And there's no way for us to get through the whole toilet paper history, but let me just show you some highlights here, okay? They say back in 50 BC, the Chinese first made paper, we're talking about paper, okay, with short lengths of bamboo, and then added cotton linen rags, which were soaked in water, pounded into pulp. They made sheets and then dried. Remember we used to make paper in school? Okay. All right. And then writing paper by the 8th century, 12th century, Spain, France, Italy, paper-making mills. Remember, the root of toilet paper has to come from paper. The Germans started in the 13th century, etc. Okay, now, as we're going towards papers and making papers and rolls, we have two things. Remember, not only is toilet paper, but there's also rolls. Well, the rolling type of technology, about 18th century, 1700s roughly, they were starting to do more of the rolls, okay? Very, very important. Now, what about when did the tushy start getting involved with toilet paper? Well, I think, and again, there's so much history, but I would probably have to say it's kind of started in the late 1800s. You had a company, Thomas Scott, Irvin Scott, and Clarence Scott, and then their cousins joined the Scott Paper Company. Apparently, there was also an American Papers Makers Association, etc. And it was this Scott company that later established in Philadelphia called the Scott Paper Company. I believe it's the same Scott as those paper towels. All right, then, I guess what they were doing, let me see, I'm trying to look for the tushy. They are bringing up when the tushy starts to get involved. Here we go. So toilet paper by the Scott Paper Company began to be in a roll form by 1890. And they started to make it in rolls, and they actually put the cardboard thing in the middle so it could be a roll. I mean, you know, the technology was there. All they had to do was stick it on some rolling thing. All right? They also had soda pulp mills. That's this whole type of thing where they made it. I guess these papers had pulp and gum and aspen and all sorts of cool stuff, but that wasn't necessarily used on the tushy. Usually a lot of these papers or these sheets were used medicinally, and later people start to want to use it on a regular basis for their tushies and other parts. Kimberly Clark, I guess, prepared to use this cellulose cotton for World War I. Kimberly Clark was producing this cellulose wadding type stuff, and it was supposed to be used for menstrual use. It was also used as bandage material for World War I. The war ended, so later, I guess it turned into, I guess, Kleenex. I guess they started to use that to later develop Kleenex. And this was all World War I times. This is pretty cool. Tissue was very, very rough. And it took probably the next few decades to start to make this bath tissue. By the 1920s, it was started to be advertised in the Ladies' Home Journal, etc. Kleenex then introduced by 1924. It was supposed to be a disposable towel that you could use. Again, slow start with that because people are like, I'm supposed to wipe my face with paper? What? Then, as we start to get into the late 20s, Northern toilet paper had a splinter-free toilet paper, something that wouldn't kind of break apart. That was by the 1930s. Charmin comes in 1932 with a four-roll package. Now, you didn't have people buying a roll of toilet paper and it unraveling in the middle of the street. You had a package of four. That gets credit to Charmin. Then toilet paper starts getting softer. We now have the two-ply toilet paper, introduced at St. Andrew's Paper Mill in England by 1942. Still not soft, though. Now, Scott starts to compete with Kleenex to make a facial tissue. Northern Fluffy starts to come, and they start making more fluffy, comfortable toilet tissue in the late 40s. By the 50s, Northern starts to color it. Now you have colored toilet tissue. By the 1950s, Scott starts to advertise toilet paper, which was kind of a raunchy subject. We're talking about toilet paper, but it started to be advertised in the 1950s on TV. Then you start to have the Charmin ads and Procter & Gamble get involved and Cottonelle, etc. Then by the 1970s, Northern paper towel changed to Brawny. Remember the big Brawny push in the 70s? Now you got paper towels, etc. And they're still working on toilet paper. They aren't done. That was a Venezuela toilet paper crisis a little while back. All right. That's history. Toilet paper, people. Pretty cool. I'm going to go use some. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Somebody been patient on air. Let's go to the phone lines. I think we got Mo on the line. Hey, Mo, how you doing?
This is Steve. I'm in St. Louis.
Oh, hey, Steve. What's going on?
Well, nice to talk to you, Dr. Dolly. I have a question about taking calcium bentonite clay as a means of detoxification. What's your opinion on that?
You know, it's interesting. I've heard some interesting things. I know a lot of people are using the clay facially. And the idea of taking it orally, it has to do with the ions. Like, apparently clay is negatively ionically charged, and it could get rid of the toxins that are positively charged, bacteria, viruses, etc. The concept is cool. It really, really is cool. Unfortunately, what I've heard is a lot of the, oh my gosh, you know, tell people to be careful. Like, I guess in Europe, some of their agencies were telling them, look, be careful because there could be arsenic and lead and other components. The clay itself, the bentonite clay, is not supposed to be dangerous in and of itself. The problem is what else it could be with. And so I guess in Europe, I don't know what they've done in America, they've been trying to study what is some of the other stuff surrounding it, and you could unfortunately be giving yourself extra arsenic and lead without knowing, depending on where you get it from. So as far as I'm concerned, the concept of it sounds pretty cool. It's just it hasn't been studied to the degree that I would need for me to recommend it, because, again, this isn't something that is widely used. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to surmise from that it's probably quite safe to use topically if it's a product from a trusted dealer.
Mm-hmm. Well, there. What we're noticing is we're not getting as much. I don't want to say critical comments, but we're not getting as much, oh, avoid this or safety warnings from the topical as we are from the oral. All right. However, they said with the topical, you need to make sure not to get into the eyes and you don't want to inhale it, because if there are any metals in there. The problem is that the topically being used for facial cleansers would not be doing the detox that you're looking for. What are you thinking that you want to use this for? Are you worried about bacteria, acidity? What would you be using it to detox?
Well, the way I've heard it talked about, it's a good general detox.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know, that's,
I think that would be my interest.
Mm-hmm. The thing with detoxing is, you know, a lot of people say, look, I'm going to do the apple cider vinegar, or I'm going to do the lemon mix, or I'm going to do the clay, etc., for detox. And the truth of the matter is many of these things won't detox what you're looking for. Like, example, if I needed to detox, I would need less sugar in my body. I would need less cholesterol in my body. I would want less metals. So for me personally, Dr. Dahlia, if I ever went on a detox, I would want to just get rid of some of the arsenic from some of the apple juice I drink or whatever. So it depends on what you're detoxing. I really don't believe there's a quote-unquote general detox out there. The only thing I would say would qualify would be something like water. But even water in and of itself could be an issue with people overhydrating and becoming hyponatremic. So we would want to know what we're detoxing or chelating. Like, some people with high iron has to be on a chelating agent to get rid of the iron. So in terms of general detox, I want to say there's really no such honest-to-God thing that I could, you know, put my life on saying it'll detox you completely and get rid of every bad thing out there. But then again, it all depends on what you think is bad. Is it sugar, calories, cholesterol, metal, bacteria? See?
Sure. Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, doctor.
No problem, Steve. Thank you for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI. And one thing I did want to tell Steve is bravo for him wanting to better himself. I mean, you know, when I have a patient that says they want to do a cleansing or do a detox, even though I hear that a lot of doctors in regular medicine will give you guys some crap saying, oh, a lot of that's a bunch of malarkey, that's fake, I don't say that. And the reason why is anybody that wants to go to that level of cleaning their insides out is already on the road to much better health, because you care about yourself, you know, enough to want to get rid of the toxins. Number one, and you're also realizing that you could be having toxins in you. You know, for me, I think it's the carbs. I need to make sure that I get rid of as much sugar in my body as possible. But you can't do that. I mean, if I really wanted to detox from sugar and the carbs, I could just take some insulin. But we all know how that would work out. You take insulin, you become hypoglycemic, you could hurt yourself. There's a very, very fine balance. And so for those of you who want to, what we doctors need to do is give you advice on how to detox. It doesn't help any of you by us saying, ah, a lot of these detox things are a crock of crap. They're not. They're not a crock of crap. They've been studied. A lot of them have been studied. They're using some science and extrapolating it to everyday use. I give them some credit, but they also need to advertise that they're, you know, you got to be careful with what they're advertising. What are they trying to detox you from? You know, if you want to be detoxed from bacteria, does the ionic charge and the positive charge manipulation you're trying to do with that, does that really work on a macro level? They may be able to do that in the laboratory, and they may be able to kill bacteria with magnets or whatever, but does that mean that would work in your body? You know, you, God forbid, swallow an actual magnet, you could die. You know, there's a big difference between what happens in the human body and what happens in a laboratory. Now, when we look at, some of these things, like, for example, there was a thought I just had in terms of what to do for detox. You look at your liver and your kidneys, which are the organs most responsible for that. All right, your liver and your kidneys are supposed to look at what you get, and whatever it doesn't recognize or whatever it thinks it could be toxic tries to get it out of the system, and it tries to get it out of the system as quickly as possible. In fact, a huge form of detox is vomiting. You get something into your system that the body doesn't like, whether it's a metal, a bacteria, a poison, whatever, virus, it's going to vomit it out. It's also going to diarrhea it out. So you have body parts that are already, that already are recruited for detoxing. So as an MD, and again, my knowledge on a lot of the alternative medicines is limited. My knowledge as an MD is if you want to detox, then you want to enhance your liver function and enhance your kidney function. Now, are there pills out there that enhance your liver? Not that I know of that holds as much scientific water as we need, because if so, I would be recommending that to everybody. But instead, what a lot of us MDs do, and DOs, etc., we play it safe by saying this is what you do. Don't hurt your liver. Your liver's a very, very smart organ. Your kidneys are very smart. If they function properly, all right, then most of the natural toxins, I'm not talking about overdoses, that's a whole other issue, but most of the natural toxins you could be getting from food or from drink or from natural radiation or et cetera, your body should be able to handle a lot of that. It can't handle super radiation, it can't handle super toxins, but your liver and kidneys can do a lot, and you shouldn't need to detox. But if you have crappy kidneys or crappy liver, you're going to be concerned that it won't do its job. People with renal failure, they have to get detoxed, basically, if we're going to use that term, with a dialysis machine. That's what the dialysis machine does. It kind of cleans the blood. And my recommendation is make sure your liver's healthy and your kidneys are healthy. Avoid alcohol. Avoid excessive medication use if you don't need it. Avoid Tylenol. Avoid high blood pressure. Avoid diabetes. Avoid high cholesterol. Eat right. Hydrate. Make sure when you drink something, if you're working out, you want to replenish your salts. But make sure your main staple is water. Not Coca-Cola, not coffee, not tea, but water. Your body gets to do less with water than it has to do trying to filter out tea and coffee and Coca-Cola and that kind of stuff. So you want to be as pure as you can. Hopefully you don't have a lot of pesticides on your fruits and vegetables. Wash them off. Make sure your meat is cooked. Make sure you eat a balance of foods and eat at little bits throughout the day rather than big meals. That's probably the safest way to load up your kidneys and your liver. Unfortunately, we just don't have enough studies out there where we could see a bunch of people that take these medications. Now, the anecdotal evidence you guys do have, and these are why these companies do have a market, is people will say they felt better. People will say, I've been on this detox and I feel better. Now, that's very difficult for us to argue as doctors. And so if any of my patients feel better on an alternative medicine, I don't interfere a lot. I really don't, because they're feeling better. The only thing is if I think they could be raising arsenic or lead levels or something else, then I have to step in and Dr. Dolly eyes. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
See?
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. They say that domestic violence is decreased if the couple both smoke pot. Oh, my gosh. I can understand that. I mean, my patients that smoke pot, both of them, they just seem like, you know, no big thing. Researchers at the University at Buffalo School of Public Health and Health Professionals and Research Institute on Addictions looked at data on a cross-sectional basis over, get to the point, in an attempt to identify why there have been inconsistent findings regarding domestic violence in homes with pot-smoking couples. This is being reported by Daily Digest News, and they found that the annual prevalence rate right now of marijuana smoking in the U.S. is about 13.7%. This was as of 2009. Really? About 14% of us smoked pot in 2009 on a regular basis? I didn't realize. That's a lot. The researchers discovered that the more often couples smoked marijuana, like two or three times monthly, the less frequent husbands engaged in violent behavior against their wives. The correlations between nonviolence and pot use was most prevalent among women who had no previous history of antisocial behavior. These are couples, not a lot of psychiatric history, right? The smoke pot looks like less domestic violence. Lead investigator Kenneth Leonard, director of the UB Research Institute on Addiction, says it is the prolonged use of pot over time that is a predictor of domestic violence within the home and not necessarily whether marijuana is used on any given day. So it suggests that marijuana use could cause lower levels of aggression towards one partner. Now, before we start giving violent people pot, okay, I think what we need to do is study in very, very, a lot of depth what marijuana does in terms of aggression. Now, remember, pot also can cause paranoia. And so even though many of us look at the average pot smoker as, dude, everything is just copacetic. Okay, before we kind of think that that's what's happening, not always. Many times in between smokes or even during the smoke, there is a agitation or there is a paranoia that could ensue. And unfortunately, that could be a very, very dangerous time. And pot smoking and its medicinal or psychological effects is kind of hard to study because pot is different. You know, pot is made, I mean, there's good pot, there's bad pot, there's pure, you know, prime dope and not, and there's, you know, filtered, not filtered. I mean, I don't know how everybody's doing it. There's edible pot, etc. So we really don't have a product that we could look at and watch, except for like a pharmaceutical Marinol that we have. You know, Marinol, it's a pharmaceutical form of marijuana that we use to increase appetite, but it doesn't have marijuana to the degree that we would need to equate what natural, you know, realistic pot smoking would do. However, I urge the medical community to figure something out on how to study this. Because number one, we're having more and more, you know, people now as pot becomes more legalized, and we will probably within the next 10 years have legalization of marijuana throughout the whole United States. We're going to have more people smoking it, and we need to know on how that interferes with medicines, how that interferes with sleep cycles, how that interferes. Does it decrease respiratory drive? If you have sleep apnea and you smoke marijuana, could you possibly not, inhibit your apneic reflex to cause you to wake up and breathe? You know, I mean, we need to really study this, and we haven't been because marijuana has been illegal. If you want to know why I'm for legalization of marijuana, it's mixed. I'm for it being legalized so we can finally figure out what the hell it does and how we do incorporate it into medicinal use. I'm concerned, of course, about drivers and people not showing up for work and the lawsuits, you know, employees suing their employer for firing them if they have marijuana in their system, and employers getting in trouble for that. You know, how do you handle the liability if one of your employees hurt somebody under the influence of marijuana, and how do you prove if they were under the influence or not under the influence? There's so many logistics that we don't have. Unfortunately, we're going to be legalized. Marijuana is going to be legalized before they figure all that out, and it's going to be an absolute mess in the court system, whether it's traffic court, divorce court, labor board court, etc. Now, on the other hand, as we're seeing what's been happening with health care and Obamacare and people not getting into the doctors, people not having health insurance and the expense of such, we are noticing that people who smoke marijuana appear to have less pain, appear to have less issues with their blood pressure. So we're teasing the idea that maybe marijuana could be later incorporated into some sort of medical regimen, only not for regular patients, but only for recalcitrant patients. I would love to see a study where you have somebody on 4 blood pressure medicines and the doctor cannot control their blood pressure and the doctor's about to add a 5th medicine and you try pot, marijuana, on that patient, and the blood pressure normalizes. I want to see those studies. There was a study talking about how a lot of marijuana users are less prone to diabetes and how marijuana seems to decrease insulin resistance. Well, as a third of our country is going to have diabetes at one point, wow, if marijuana could be used as a diabetes treatment, and it could be a hell of a lot cheaper than some of the stuff on the market, you bet the general public is going to want access to that. So, you know, I'm for us figuring out what we have with marijuana. I don't know where we should, I don't know if there needs to be some way, like a halfway type thing. I know it's supposed to be either it's legal or illegal. Right, but look at what happened with illegal immigrants. All of a sudden, illegal immigrants don't mean illegal anymore. That got turned to undocumented. So if we were able to, you know, dispose of the definition of illegal versus legal when it comes to immigration, we should be able to come up with some sort of a halfway demarcation of marijuana use and allow it to be studied. Allow us some time to get the logistics. You know, I'm hearing stories that Colorado is making a lot of money, but I'm also hearing stories that it's a mess over there because they don't have the logistics down for the marijuana. We also hear that some of, I'm not sure which state this is, I thought it was Northern California, I need to double check, the taxing on it is getting ridiculous to the point where some people can't even hold their supply. And it just, as we move towards legalization of marijuana, I think we need to get our poop together first. But we don't have our poop together because nobody was prepared for this. So the plants aren't growing quick enough. The breathalyzer tests aren't being designed quick enough. Doctors have no data on what marijuana does to your blood pressure medication, your cholesterol medication, or your thyroid medication, or your heart medication when you take it. So we have absolutely no idea of interactions. So that's why many of us in the medical community say just no drinking and no smoking and no drugs. We don't know what, and no, a lot of us doctors say no over-the-counter supplements. Because we have no data that we can consistently rely on telling us that whatever you're doing is safe. And here you are going, really, I got to wait another 10, 15 years for you guys to figure this out? I mean, I don't blame you for getting frustrated. You know, a lot of you are very disillusioned with how speedily our medical community does things. I mean, look at what's been going on with Ebola. Really? We haven't been working on a vaccine for Ebola for 20 years? Really? Come on, people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting headline. We may be able to blame our parents for our hangovers. I mean, you know, I know my parents gave me headaches for years, and I'm sure I was the root of their headaches, but they have found that hangovers could be genetic. They say a new study of twins looks at it could be a genetic issue. Researchers looked for links between the study's participants' genetic makeups and the number of hangovers the individuals reported experiencing in the past year, and they show that genetic factors accounted for 45% of the difference in hangover frequency in women and 40% of men. So genetics will account for nearly half of the reason why you will experience a hangover when somebody else doesn't. They said when you look at the same amount of alcohol, some of us will get hungover and some of us won't. The other half they think probably comes from outside influences unrelated to DNA. So like, for example, maybe how quickly the alcohol gets consumed in your body, your tolerance for it, whether you ate or drank. Remember, they have found that the number one cure of hangovers is actual Sprite. Some Chinese students have found that, so Sprite seems to be the best thing for hangovers. The researchers also found that people who had gene variants involved in an increased risk of hangovers also drank to the point of being intoxicated more frequently than people who didn't have the hangover genes. So the genes dictate how frequently a person gets hungover may actually also dictate the, you know, who's going to get drunk in the first place. You know, some of us, it's very, very interesting with drinking, okay? You know, we think that many of us kind of do it the same, and we don't. Like, you'll start to drink, and maybe you'll get a buzz. And you're like, okay, you know, I got this buzz, I feel good, I'm a little tipsy, fine. For some of us, when that feeling starts to go, we turn around and go, you know what, I got to drink more. I want to get that buzz back. And those people can drink more and get the buzz back. Yet you have other people where they will, if they drink more, start getting tired. And they'll actually not like the alcohol. So, like, for example, if I'm ever served champagne, by the way, gets absorbed quickly. Champagne, I can't handle more than half a glass of champagne. All right? It's different with, like, a pina colada or something like that. But a half a glass of champagne could immediately start to feel it. But I don't want to drink more. Because if I do, it feels negative. And it's a turn off. I'm like, no. Whereas for other people, they have the desire, oh, no, I'm in the right direction. I'm going in the right direction. Now, that I think is very genetically influenced. My parents were not drinkers. They really weren't. Even my mom, barely she'll take a sip of something and then she doesn't want it. I've never liked the taste of beer. I'm sorry, guys. I understand a cold beer. I understand the concept. I understand. And anytime I have people over for football or whatever, I have beer. Trust me. I have no problem having it in the house for you guys when you come over. And I understand a nice cold one. I understand the concept of happy hour and kicking back. I just don't like the taste. I never have. And I don't understand why, and you would think by the time I'm in my 40s, I could have acquired it. No, I don't like the taste. I'd rather drink some lemonade. And I hate to say that. I'm not trying to sound all, you know, pristine. It's just, I don't like the taste. It's just like coffee, guys. I don't like the taste of coffee. That's confusing because my mom and dad were big coffee drinkers. I couldn't stand the taste. But then again, chocolate, oh my gosh. OMG. Chocolate, I look at, like my husband's like, it's just a piece of cake. Meanwhile, I am salivating across the house. I can't get to that cake fast enough. So I really do think there's genetic factors. You know, I told you guys I'm very, very confused why Valium doesn't work on me. I know you see me guys are like, well, you're a nut. No, I'm not a nut, and that's not a nice term to use. Just Valium. I've tried Valium. No, nothing. They gave me Valium before my LASIK. I was still giggling and making, you know, jokes and acting. I didn't fall asleep. I didn't feel, like, calm or whatever. I don't know what the hell it did. I just probably don't have the genetic makeup where some of these medicines work. Now, I know that some of you have said the same thing about marijuana and pot. You have no idea what the high of marijuana does. You just don't feel it. And I think that would be me too. It's a shame because I know a lot of us probably could really enjoy, you know, some more of these things. Luckily, I get my rise or my high from other stuff. You know, I exercise. I know that sounds kind of dorky, but still chocolate. Chocolate number one. All right. So, blame your genes, blame your parents if you get hungover. But the key to this, all right, the moral to this is, it doesn't matter what your friend can do. I learned that early on with my girlfriends and what they ate. They could have two slices of pizza, I would have to eat a salad. And I still would gain weight and they would lose weight. Okay? You are not your friend. You don't have the genetic makeup, you will never be your friend. So don't try to drink like them, don't try to eat like them, don't try to exercise like them. Just try to take the positive, okay? And maybe you could competitively use that, but don't be upset with yourself if you can't handle your booze, your liquor. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was really tragic. A 9-year-old girl was being taught how to use an Uzi submachine gun. Unfortunately, she lost control and accidentally killed her instructor. This happened at 10 a.m. Monday at Arizona Last Stop Shooting Range. It's, I guess, in Las Vegas. Charles Vaca, 39 years old, was standing next to the girl teaching her how to use the Uzi. The girl's parents are from New Jersey. They were videotaping the girl, you know, shooting the Uzi. You know, her hair was braided, little girl, little innocent girl, and, you know, she was doing some good shots, you know, he was telling her, all right, go ahead, give me one shot, then he praised her for the shot and said, all right, go full auto. As the girl put the trigger, the recoil caused her to lose control of the gun. Vaca was accidentally shot in the head. He was flown to, UMC, unfortunately pronounced dead. Now, This is something that is, you know, you never want to hear about. And I mean, we've worked with our kids in guns. We've taught them how to shoot. We wouldn't do something like an Uzi, you know, I mean, but we've taken them to the range and we've taught them, not so much, you know, because we want them to be able to walk and carry, you know, I mean, as a kid, for crying out loud, but for them to kind of gain a respect. And a lot of us take our kids to the shooting range. But when you hear something like this, I heard Uzi, no, and we're talking a 9-year-old. No. And it is such a shame. And, you know, this instructor was a very, very, from what I understand, I think it was a veteran, and he was very well versed on guns. And apparently, you know, nobody expected this. And the parents had caught it on camera. It's very, very frightening. What you need to do, as with anything with your kids, is you have to expect the unexpected. Nobody expects their kid to get struck by lightning, but you always have to plan for that, okay? Nobody expects their kid to drown. Nobody expects their kid to, you know, lose control of a firearm, but these things happen. It may happen one in a million, but it's just not worth it. And you need to be prepared. Nothing should be full auto. I don't even think 9-year-olds should even be shooting. They could learn how to use a gun. They could learn how to clean a gun. They could learn about them if you want to, you know, but some of them, no. You got the recoil. Even me as an adult, you know, I'm very, very wary of that recoil. And it's a shame. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-642-64.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.